भगवान की
जय।
I've got the verse here. So everybody can see the beautifully written Sanskrit shloka. See how much devotion is in the writing of the board for the shloka. Nice, huh? Is it nice? Yes. Yeah. Beautiful. And thank you, Arata, for your beautiful kirtan. Today is a special day, of course. Everybody knows it's Nisshinga Bear's appearance day, Nisshinga Chavadasi. And Balaram and a few of the boys have got a soccer match right after class. So I asked him what time so I can get some. He said just after class. So that could be 10 o'clock, or after class could be 11 o'clock. He might miss his soccer class, but I hope not. Yes, the other day when we had a kirtan here in the evening, Balaram was here, and I think I always pick on Balaram. Balaram was here, and he had a t-shirt on. And on the t-shirt, it said, I have a hero, and I call him Dad. And then I thought, well, that's a nice t-shirt. And then I asked his mother about the t-shirt, and she sent me a photo of Balaram and his father, Amagurangapu, and he's got a t-shirt, I have a hero and I call him son. So they're both got heroes, and we all have heroes, we need heroes. Mom and dad are good heroes, heroines. But today I want to talk about the hero's journey of already died. The hero's journey of Prahlad Maharaj. Because the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's something like 3,000 personalities, human and celestial beings, that are mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. And of them, Sri Prahlad is very, very important. So Prahlad's journey is very important, and it starts in the womb, as we know. It's a very unusual hero's journey, you can say, which starts in the womb of his mother, Kayodhavi. And of the 30 or so incarnations in Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Nrsimhadev is very important. It said that three of all the incarnations of Krishna are their Shadguna Purna, their full avatars. That is Lord Krishna, Lord Ramchandra, and Nrsimhadev. He's a very important personality, and he appears every kalpa. He's also known as a kalpa avatar. So Nrsimhadev comes, and that means giant Vijaya come, and they do the cursing, and they come, and Prahlad Maharaj comes, and Kayodhu comes, and Hiranyakashipu comes. Every time Nrsimhadev comes, but there's some variety, some variation in his coming in different kalpas. And the particular appearance of Nrsimhadev that we are most familiar with, most of us, is given to us from Srimad Bhagavatam. And the Bhagavatam for Gaudiya Vaishnavas is our authority. It's the one go-to pramana. We can be sure, if we get it from Srimad Bhagavatam, that this is the gold standard of evidence, the gold standard of all scriptures. Salve danta sarami Srimad Bhagavatam ishyate. And it's said that those who hear Srimad Bhagavatam every day, Shraddhaya, Shrivata Shraddhaya Nityam, Grinatastras Vacheshtitam, Kalina Natidirgiena, Bhagavan Vishite Didi. Very quickly, Krishna will appear in the heart, Vishite Didi, in the heart of the devotee who hears. Kalina Natidirgiena, within a very, very short time, by hearing attentively and with great faith and attention, Shraddhaya Nityam, every day. Srimad Bhagavatam. That's a verse from the second canto of Bhagavatam. And the next verse says that when we hear the pastimes of Krishna, these incarnations and the devotees, that the pastimes enter into the heart of the devotee. There's Pravishta Kana Randarina. They go through the ear, and Prabhupada translates it that they sit in the heart. Sonam Bhava Sarohitam. They sit on the lotus flower of the devotee's relationship, Krishna, the hearing, the katha of Krishna, Krishna katha, Srimad Bhagavatam. And it cleanses the heart of all the dust and the misgivings, the lust, the anger, the lamentation are cleansed. The analogy is given in that verse that it's just like Sarvadasigata Sharat, like the autumnal rains cleanse the muddy waters. So the hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, the narration of the pastimes and activities of the Lord in His various incarnations, and the devotees' journeys in their life, their hero's journeys, they cleanse the heart of the devotees. And so we relish to hear those pastimes. And the last thing that I want to say in terms of an introduction and glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam is that it's from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it says that Srimad Bhagavatam is exactly like Krishna. It's Tulya Krishna Bhagavatam. The Vibhu Savashraya, they're exactly the same. Krishna and Bhagavatam are the same. Krishna, Bhagavatam is a manifestation of Krishna in words and in syllables. Prati shloke prati akshare. In every shloka, in every syllable in Bhagavatam, we can derive many different types of meaning to inspire the devotees. Nana Vidavaya, so many different aspects to hearing just Srimad Bhagavatam. And therefore the devotees feel comfortable with just hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. We don't have to We don't have to go to any other literature but Srimad Bhagavatam. So today we're going to enter into the unlimited storehouse of knowledge, wisdom, and nectar in the pastime of Lord Nrsimhadev, and of course Prahlad Maharaj is most important in this pastime. So we're going to hear follow Prahlad Maharaj in his journey. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So we begin our recitation today from the Bhagavatam in the 6th chapter of Canto 7. The chapter is entitled Prahlad Instructs His Demoniac Schoolmates. And this is part of the beginning. I referred to the hero's journey, and it's something that I got from Yogeshwar Prabhu. Who has studied various literatures and done a lot of analysis of transcendental literatures, and he uses this schema for a framework for understanding and applying the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. And in the hero's journey, there are three basic stages. In fact, our son Madhu, he was studying one time film and production, and he said there's three basic standards as a template for all film production. Maybe not in Bollywood, but in most other film production. Bollywood has one act, I think. One act, and it's singing, music, and some fighting, and some guns, and some motorbikes. But in other genres, in other productions, there's a three-act production. And the first act is, it's a call to action, adventure. It's something that everybody's interested in. So what is the call to action or the adventure? And then in the standard kind of schema, there is a refusal to go for it. And then there's a meeting of a mentor. The spiritual master comes in. Some guide, some shiksha, some instruction comes in to help us to overcome any feeling of inhibition or insecurity or uncertainty, so that we can go forward. And then the next act is going through the threshold into Act Two. And in the threshold there's the tension in the narrative, in the production. The tension is the trials and the tribulations and the allies and the enemies. Of course, Prahlad Maharaj doesn't have allies and enemies. But in that part of the analysis, there's the tension. And then there's a climax within that section. And then the hero, he receives some boon, some ultimate boon or benediction or the sword or something like that, the Holy Grail. He gets something significant, the Jayaprapaka, the flag of victory. And then he goes back. There's two worlds. There's the ordinary world where he started the journey. Of course, Prahlad Maharaj is not ever in the ordinary world. But he starts a journey there. He goes into a special world. And in that special world, he's developing all his realization. You can say nididhyasana, it's internalizing this understanding. And then back through into the third section or the third act, it's a place where he goes back to home. Sounds familiar? Back to home, back to the other world. So you're actually back into the ordinary world, but with a mission and with knowledge. Goes back into that world as a transformed person. In any good narrative, there must be transformation. And so the hero's journey is about transformation. And we see that as particularly very obvious. I mean, the stages are very obvious in Ramayana, for example, and many of the stories and narratives in the Mahabharata. Maybe it can't be so easily applied in the Krishna book. It can be, but sometimes we hesitate to use these mundane, so-called mundane schemas. But I thought it would help us to guide it, to give some direction and structure to today's class, the hero's journey. So this is the verse for today. We're starting with Prahlad Maharaj's, school is always an adventure. Gurukul is an adventure. Any school is an adventure. We go there and it's a call to an adventure, to meet your friends. You know, why do you go to school? You go to meet friends. Not many people go to school to learn lessons or anything. What did you learn today at school? You ask some people. What did you learn today at school? Nothing. Why did you go to school? I went to school to play with my friends. So, it's a call to adventure. Of course, Prahlad is different. So let's recite this verse together as normal. Bhagavatam. Tasmat sarveshu bhuteshu.
Tasmat sarveshu bhuteshu.
Dayam kuruta soridam.
Dayam kuruta soridam.
Bhavam asudam unmucha.
Bhavam asudam unmucha.
Yaya tushyate dakshajaha.
Yaya tushyate dakshajaha.
Tasmat sarveshu bhuteshu.
Tasmat sarveshu bhuteshu.
Dayam kuruta soridam.
Dayam kuruta soridam.
Bhavam asuram unmucha.
Bhavam asuram unmucha.
Yaya tushyate dakshajaha.
Yaya tushyate dakshajaha.
Tasmat.
Therefore.
Sarveshu. To all.
Bhuteshu.
Living entity.
Dhyam.
Mercy. Kuruta. Show. Soritam. Friendliness.
Bhavam.
The attitude.
Asuram.
Of the demons. Who separate friends and enemies. Unmucha.
Giving up. Yaya.
By which.
Dushiti.
Dissatisfied.
Adokshajaha.
The Supreme Lord who is beyond the perception of the senses. Srila Prabhupada's translation in purport. Therefore, my dear young friends born of demons, please act in such a way that the Supreme Lord, who is beyond the conception of material knowledge, will be satisfied. Give up your demoniac nature and act without enmity and duality. Show mercy to all living entities by enlightening them in devotional service, thus becoming their well-wishers. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 18:55, Bhakti man abhijanati yavan yashchasmi tatvatah. One can understand the Supreme Personality as He is only by devotional service. Prahlad Maharaj ultimately instructed his class friends, the sons of the demons, to accept the process of devotional service by preaching the science of Krishna consciousness to everyone. Preaching is the best service to the Lord. The Lord will immediately be extremely satisfied with one who engages in this service of preaching Krishna consciousness. This is confirmed by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 18:69. Nachatasman manushyesu kaschime priya kriptamaha. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. If one sincerely tries his best to spread Krishna consciousness by preaching the glories of the Lord and His supremacy, even if he is imperfectly educated, he becomes the dearmost servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is bhakti. As one performs his service for humanity without discrimination between friends and enemies, the Lord becomes satisfied and the mission of one's life is fulfilled. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised everyone, listen to the advice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised everyone to become a guru devotee and preach Krishna consciousness. Yare deka tare kara Krishna upadesh. That is the easiest way to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By such preaching, the preacher becomes satisfied, and those to whom he preaches are also satisfied. This is the process of bringing peace and tranquility to the entire world. Bhaktarandagitapasam Savaloka Maheshwaram Suridam Savabhutanam Yatramam Shanti Mrichchati. One who is expected to understand this, one is expected to understand these three formulas of knowledge concerning the Supreme Lord. That He is the Supreme Enjoyer, that He is the proprietor of everything, and that He is the best well-wisher and friend of everyone. A preacher should personally understand these truths and preach them to everyone. Then there will be peace and tranquility all over the world. The word Soridam, friendliness, is very significant in this verse. People are generally ignorant of Krishna consciousness, and therefore to become their best well-wisher, one should teach them about Krishna consciousness without discrimination. Since the Supreme Lord Vishnu is situated in the core of everyone's heart, everybody is a temple of Vishnu. One should not misuse this understanding as an excuse for such words as the Ridhara Narayana. If Narayana lives in the house of a Daridra, a poor man, this does not mean that Narayana becomes poor. He lives everywhere, in the houses of the poor and those of the rich. But in all circumstances, he remains Narayana. To think that he becomes either poor or rich is a material calculation. He is always Shadashvadi Purna, full in six opulences in all circumstances.
Mahapuringo stavitin, rata kundavi kirivanam hora dike madavasam, raptoya sapatita tripaya, sri gurundam nutosmi.
chose to start here in this part of the Lila or Lord Shmide because of the purport, really. I read through all this section yesterday and the day before, and this purport really jumped out and struck me. And also, it's a very simple verse to learn in Understup, and very many common words in this text for us to remember. So, this therefore, tasmat sadeshu bhurteshu, doyam kuru kusodinam. We have the devotees of the Lord, as Prabhupada explains in this purport, show mercy to the conditioned souls by preaching, by sharing, by giving Krishna consciousness, even if we're not properly educated, Prabhupada says. If we know three things, and somehow we internalize those three things, and we become fixed in those three things. What are those three things that we have to learn? Prabhupada mentioned in the report. Krishna is supreme enjoyer, vaktaram. One from the lady side. Krishna is every time you said something, the door closed or opened. Giving up demoniac nature, yeah. But in this purport, Prabhupada mentioned three things. He said, Bhaktaram is the supreme joy. He's the proprietor of everything. He's the well-wisher of everybody. That is in this verse, Soridam. And he's a friend. He's the friend of everybody, and Savaloka Maheshwaram is the supreme master of all the lok, of all the planets. He's Krishna. And that, Prabhupada says, will bring peace. Will bring peace and tranquility to the entire world. If we realize that, and we preach that. And in this hero's journey of this so-called ordinary world and the special world, it is that something that is very unique in the devotee's journey in Krishna consciousness is when we get this knowledge of Krishna consciousness, we are called by Krishna, by the acharyas, by the process to take it back to the world and to give it back. That is the gift that we have to give back, and as we give back to the world in our journey back, then we become more enlivened, we become more convinced, we become more Krishna conscious by giving. So we receive and we give Krishna consciousness. That is where we start our journey. And by the way, this chapter is the section that incites Nrisimhadeva's appearance, because even though it's not the chapter next to the appearance of Lord Nrisimhadeva, it's only chapter 6 still, but it's Prahlad's instructions to his demoniac schoolmates are what Sandana Maka, they could not tolerate, because they had convinced Hiranyakashipu, who tried to kill Prahlad in so many ways, that just wait till Shukracharya gets back. Shukracharya is out at the moment. Wait till he gets back. When he gets back, he'll straighten out Prahlad. He'll fix him up. And we're here, you know, we're teachers, we're expert teachers. We can also fix him up. But then when Prahlad's preaching became so effective in the Gurukula, and the Chandra Maka saw that all the boys were becoming very enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness, they gave up hope. And they went to Hiranyakashipu and said, it's all over, we can't control this boy anymore. It's happened, everybody became Krishna conscious. So you have to do something with him. And then he starts to abuse him. But that's not when he throws him off his lap. I'll get to that point. That's in still in the second act of the hero's journey, where he throws him down and the Shingadev appears. But I wanted to start there with the preaching and Prabhupada's focus on And Prahlad Maharaj's focus on mercy and becoming a real friend of the living entities. And Prabhupada says many beautiful things in this purport. One of them is that every living entity is a temple. Everybody is a temple of Vishnu. And therefore we respect every living entity. Because when we offer obeisances to the devotees or to the living entities, we're acknowledging that Krishna is in the heart of the living entities. It's a very important thing to remember. And therefore we'll tread more cautiously when we deal with people, particularly devotees, that they're a walking temple. And I think we'll just move on to the next section, skipping a few chapters here, and we're going to go from chapter 6 to chapter 9, and this is prayers that pacify Lord Nrisimhadev. You know that when Lord Nrisimhadev appeared, many devotees, many demigods, many personalities offered prayers. Lord Indra offered prayers, Lord Brahma offered prayers, Shiva offered prayers, Gandharvas offered prayers, Rishis offered prayers, Gandharva, everybody offered prayers. Sages and so many personalities from Satyaloka, Tapaloka, Janaloka offered their prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev. But he didn't seem to become appeased. He was still very angry, and he was still like shaking and trembling, and still nobody could work out how to appease the Lord and to bring about peace in the palace of Hiranyakashipu, who was still on the lap of Nrisimhadev. So then what happens is the great boon that Prahlad Maharaj receives is that he receives Lord Nrisimhadev's hand on his head. It's a very beautiful pastime visual image for us. And there's a beautiful BBT painting of this, of Lord Nrisimhadev with a very beautiful smiling face, Hasya Nrisimha. He's got a beautiful smile on his face, and he's got his hand on Prahlad Maharaj's head. Sometimes, some of you may have been to Ahobalam, which is a wonderful pilgrimage site place for Lord Nrisimhadev, and it's run by the Sri Vaishnavas, wonderful Sampradaya Sri Vaishnavas. And there are set 9 main temples, and you climb hills and mountains and go through rugged terrain to go to these temples. And there's a Ugra Stamba there. You can climb up a mountain cliff that is a vertical cliff. It's the Stamba, they say, that Lord Nrisimhadev appeared, burst out of to appear to protect his dear devotee Prahlad. So there in some of those temples, Lord Nrisimhadev has a different appearance in every temple. Sometimes he's laughing and smiling. Sometimes it's Hasya Nrisimha. Sometimes he's in a very ferocious mood. He's in his Ugra mood. Ugra Nrisimha. Ugram Vidyam Mahavishnu Jvarantam Sarvatam Vikam. Nrisimham, you know it? Say it. Beautiful.
Wow.
I really got a sense of Lord Nrisimhadev was appearing, and he was so ferocious. He's putting fear into death personified Lord Nrisimhadev. This is the verse that's chanted by all Vaishnavas. Guram Vira Mahavishnu. Lord Chaitanya recited this verse. Lord Chaitanya was he recited many verses about Lord Nrisimhadev. Even Lord Ramchandra, this beautiful stuti that Lord Ramchandra composed in glorification of Lord Ramchandra, in glorification of Lord Nrisimhadev, Lord Ramchandra. And we know that Nrisimhadev is the Ishtadeva of Lord Krishna, of Krishna's family. Lord Nrisimhadev is their deity. So Nrisimhadev holds a very, very special place in the worship, in the heart of the followers of Lord Krishna, because he's the deity of Krishna's family. And Ramchandra glorified him in Lord Lord Chaitanya glorified Lord Nrsimhadeva. When Lord Chaitanya went for his darshan in Jagannath Puri, of Lord Jagannath, every day he would climb all the steps up to Lord Jagannath for darshan, and his Nrsimhadeva deity there. And he would sing a very famous, he would recite a very famous verse there. Namaste Narasimhaya Pralatala Hiranyakashipu Shila Tanka Makalaya. He would sing it every day. So we get back from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he told Krishna, same every day. These two verses he would recite at the Jagannath Temple. And it said every 12 or so years, sometimes longer, in Jagannath Puri, Lord Jagannath, the deity is changed over. They changed the deity in a very special festival, special arrangement that they make. And for part of that, the ceremony is the recitation of Nrsimha Mantra, of a Gayatri Mantra called Nrsimhadeva, and they chant it 20,000 times, this mantra, for Lord Nrsimhadeva too. They say that Lord Jagannath, some of the pujaris are saying that Lord Jagannath was Nrsimhadeva in the previous kalpa. Lord Jagannath, same personality, but in a different kalpa. So he's got a very strong connection in Jagannath Puri also. So Nrsimhadeva is everywhere, you can say. Back to our point of Prahlad Maharaj gets the mercy. And when he gets the mercy, that's the ultimate boon that we receive in the hero's journey. The hero gets a boon. He goes through some great transformation, and there's tests and trials and tribulations, and we know Prahlad Maharaj went through them all. He went under the feet of elephants. What else did Prahlad have to experience? Yes? He was pushed off a mountain. Yes.
He was locked in a room with snakes.
He was put into hot oil. Yes, Krishna. He was thrown into a stampede. That's a great word for a little kid. A stampede of wild elephants. Yes. He was put into fire. The ordeal of fire.
He was given poison.
He was given a poison cake. He was? Tridents. He was attacked by the tridents. Chop him up, pierce him. You know the dramas that we do. Maybe tonight I put a little plug in for the drama now, midway and at the end also. It's a special kids' drama tonight, and teens, and any adult that's game to get through sneaking and try that. They're not supposed to. But I've already told a few people that I might be getting in the back door. There's a special storytelling session tonight of Lord Nrsimhadeva at 5 o'clock. 5 to 6 in the theatre. And come prepared. Chant your Nrsimhadeva mantras because you're going to need some protection. Alright? That's all I can say for now. Let's get ready. Recite the Nrsimha Mantra today during the day. And you'll be prepared. So Prahlad, he went through trials. He went through his tribulations. And he received the boon of Lord Nrsimhadeva's hand, Karaprasada, on his head, Padma Karaprasada. And because of that, Lord Brahma is saying, look, we all recited these mantras, we all recited these prayers. Nothing happened. Lord Nrsimhadeva is still screaming, he's still very angry. We can't pacify him. You have to go there. Only you can do this. So they pushed Prahlad in front of him. Prahlad was not scared at all. In the 10th canto, offers many prayers, you know, Akrura's prayers in the 10th canto. And he says, a prayer to Lord Nrsimhadeva and to Vamanadeva. Namaste Buddha Simhaya. He says he offers his obeisances to this wonderful form of Lord Nrsimhadeva, Sadhuloka Bayapaha. He takes away the fear of all the devotees. Sadhuloka Bayapaha. This, maybe you can recite that prayer today. Namaste Buddha Simhaya, Sadhu Loka Vayataha. See if we can remember that. Namaste.
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 Namaste, namaste Buddha Simhaya.
Namaste Buddha Simhaya.
Namaste Buddha Simhaya.
Namaste Buddha Simhaya.
Sadhu Loka.
Sadhu Loka.
Vayapaha.
Vayapaha.
Sadhu Loka Vayapaha.
Sadhu Loka Vayapaha.
Namaste Buddha Simhaya.
Namaste Buddha Simhaya.
Sadhu Loka Vayapaha.
Sadhu Loka Vayapaha.
That will get you, that's your ticket into the hall tonight. You don't have to pay it. You just have one month and it will get you in the hall. No problem. Just say that. Namaste Buddha Simhaya. So, Prahlada is fearless. He has no fear. He's got Lord Nrisingadev's special mercy. And now, because of that, he has this special knowledge to take back to the other world. He's back into the threshold. And that part of that knowledge that he takes back is the attitude of a devotee. He wants to demonstrate. He's a hero, so he's demonstrating qualities, characteristics, values of a devotee. And particularly he understands that it's only by Krishna's mercy that he was successful, that he was protected, not by his own endeavors. So in this verse, many of you may be familiar with this verse. It's a very often quoted verse in terms of Lord Nrisingadev, Prahlada Maharaj's prayers to pacify Nrisingadev. Balasya nehasha namapitaro nrisingha. It finishes after Natasya kchadgadamudandanti marjito no. Taptasya tatpratibhidhi yahi anjusheshtas. Then it says, Tavadvi gotanubritam prabhupekshitanam. Farupekshitana means one who is neglected by Krishna. One who is neglected by Lord Nrisingadev. He can't be successful. Parents can't protect the son or the daughter. That's in the first line. Balasineha sharanam pitaro. Even without Lord Nrisingadev's acceptance, without Nrisingadev's guidance and protection, nothing will be successful. Nor can medicine or a physician cure a diseased person without Krishna's mercy. In Ayurveda there is a mantra that they say that when you take the Oshadi, then you should Vishnu Chintayet. You should remember Lord Vishnu. Oshadham Chintayet Vishnu. Then you've got a chance of being successful with your medication. We went to an Ayurvedic doctor in Malaysia, and he was giving the medications, what you should take and when you should take the medication. And I said to him, he's in a very nice clinic, and he had Bhagavatam in his clinic, full Bhagavatam set. And we stayed there for 5 weeks and read the seventh canto while we were there. And he said, I said to him, what about, because you know you have to take food with this and you have to take it at this particular time of day. I said, what about on fast days? What about on Ekadashi? What about on the appearance of Lord Nrisingadev? On the appearance of Krishna on Janmashtami? Should we eat the food and should we eat and take the medicine? And he said, on those days, on the appearance day of the Lord and on Ekadashi day, the fasting and the following the proper procedure will give you hundreds of times more benefit than the medicine. He's a very strict Ayurvedic doctor, but he said that the medicine will, the process of Madhavatiti Bhakti Janam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that following the Madhavatiti, and Prabhupada translates that as Ekadashi and Janmashtami and the fast days, not just Ekadashi. Madhavatiti Bhakti Janam. It's the mother of devotion when we follow these particular days. So medicine and a physician can't cure a patient unless we have Krishna's hand in there. And a boat on the ocean can't rescue a stranded person in the ocean unless Krishna's there. The boat can be right there. The life buoy can be there. But unless Krishna's hand is there, you won't see the buoy, you won't touch it. It could be 2 meters away. So that's Prahlada Maharaj's, one of the gems that he takes back after Lord Nrisingadev has given special blessing. And a verse that's particularly in remembrance of that is that he says, in all humility, trying to understand how is it that Krishna, Lord Nrisimha, gave me so much mercy. He says, Pahamaraja Prabhava Isha Tamodike Smin Jadasurektarakule Kratavan Kampa. Now he says something that is repeated in many different places in the Bhagavatam. We hear it in the pastime of Dhammada pastime, in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. Na brahmano, not exactly the same words, but na brahmano na tuvat na na bhavasya na vaira maya. Not Lord Brahma, not Shiva, nor the goddess of fortune. They didn't get the same mercy as Prahlad thought. And in the Dhammada pastime, they didn't get the same mercy as Yashoda Maya. But in this pastime, they didn't get the same mercy as Prahlad. Prahlad got the hand of the Lord on his head. That's Yame Pita Shirasi Padmakara Prasada. Got the mercy of the Lord's hand, Shirasi, on his head. So that is a very special blessing and special mercy that Prahlad carries with him and takes back. And now he's got this special mercy. He does not stay in that special world in the act two. He wants to give that mercy. Sometimes we think, well, I got the mercy, I've become Krishna conscious, I'm initiated, I'm signed up, I can't have Krishna, I've learned the four rigs. That's it. That's the beginning. Prabhupada said many times, that's the beginning of our Krishna consciousness. The other night we were here and there was some really expert cooked the 7 o'clock offering, right? With nice cakes and savouries and sweets and everything like that. We don't come so often at 7 o'clock, so we don't know who are the good cooks and who aren't, but a lot of people know who they are, so they come here at 7 o'clock. They say, okay, today is Wednesday, oops. Takes the message, goes out, everybody's at the temple. 7 o'clock, right? It's packed. They didn't even come for. So they all run upstairs and they're waiting for the prasadam. Prasadam came in trays, like 4 trays, plates made up with cake and cream and gulab jamuns and kachoris and everything on the plates. And within 3 seconds, it was gone. Man, it was like, what happened? We're not used to that. We don't know what happens on Wednesday night. We just like, oh yeah, we'll go up for prasad. We'll go and see what the Mahaprasad looks like. We go up there, 4 empty trays. That's what the Mahaprasad looks like on Wednesday. Don't go there on Wednesday. But one devotee, he was preaching to some new people, some newcomers, and he felt very sad because the newcomers didn't get any prasad. And he was trying to get the devotees off, you know, wrestle them away, saying, oh, you go away, man. That he had a tray with 4 or 5 plates on him, and they're all like beating him up for these trays, plates. And they're thinking, oh, look, you know, he's so greedy, he's taking 5 plates home for himself and his wife. But he was grabbing the plates for these people that was preaching. And then I came up with my wife, and then someone said, oh, you know, you should give something to Prabhuji. He just came up, Mataji. I said, no, it's okay. There's so many guests here like that. And I could see he was preaching to his guests. He was doing the right thing. Then he texted me afterwards, and he apologized, and he was so you know, humble in his apology, but he was actually doing the right thing. And we were quite surprised that the devotees did that. Just like swamped on this like seagulls at the beach. Ripped apart this often, but the prasad is for the devotees for sure. But first we look out for guests. You know, guests who have come, they get number one priority. And children. Of course many of them were children. So what can you say? But there was quite a few adults in there too. In the scrum. So, you know, let's look after that. We go back into the world. We don't want to stay here in this special world. We want to take the special world back to the so-called normal world where people can relate, and they can't relate to that. That the world is fighting over that amazing 7 o'clock prasad. Can't relate to that. But we line up, we take prasad, we offer prasad properly like that. So, the next thing the Prahlad says, and we've got two more to go, beautiful verses. This is getting towards the end of his prayers. These prayers are long. I didn't count them, but there's maybe 50 prayers in this section. Do you know? 50-something prayers. So here, this prayer and the next one are very closely related. I'll read both of them. The translation for 43, O best of the great personalities, I am not at all afraid of material existence, for wherever I stay, I am fully absorbed in thoughts of your glories and activities. My concern is only for the fools and the rascals who are making elaborate plans for material happiness and maintaining their families, societies, and countries. I am simply concerned with love for them. This is Prahlad Maharaj's realization that he's not concerned for himself, he's concerned for others. Devotees who have been through this journey, we have compassion for the conditioned souls, dvayam, sodidam. And the real compassion manifests in giving them the mahaprasada. The real compassion manifests in giving them the knowledge. Real compassion manifests in giving them association. Going back and giving them, so that they too can start their journey and cross that first threshold into the special world that we all experienced. Everybody in this room experienced that leap of faith. That we said, yes, I want to be a devotee. I want to be a part of this special world. And we, all of us, have experienced our trials and tribulations. Everybody, allies and enemies, experience in Krishna consciousness more so, some more so, some less so. And all of us have a mentor. That's the characteristic of this hero's journey. That there's a mentor. There's somebody who's directing us and encouraging us and inspiring us to take that leap of faith. And to make a conviction, to develop a strong conviction in our Krishna consciousness lifestyle. And all of us have received a great blessing and boon. And I was thinking about, what is my boon? What is my sword that I received in this final act that I go back and that I can give to others? And personally, and I think for many devotees, it's Srila Prabhupada's books. That was something that you know, we receive as a great benediction, a great boon, Srila Prabhupada's books. And then receiving them and reading them and practicing to live a lifestyle based on those books and then giving that opportunity to others. It's a great, that's how we go back home, back to God. That's how we go back into the so-called normal world and we represent Krishna, the devotees, the parampara. And in this final verse that I wanted to share with you today from Prahlad's prayers, my dear Lord Nrisingadev, and this purport is an amazing purport, and we'll read most of this purport. My dear Lord Nrisingadev, I see that there are many saintly persons indeed, but they are interested only in their own deliverance, not caring for the big cities and towns like Melbourne. They go to the Himalayas or the forest to meditate with vows of silence, Maunavrata. They are not interested in delivering others. As for me, however, I do not wish to be liberated alone, leaving aside all these poor fools and rascals. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter at your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. Therefore, I wish to bring them back to shelter at your lotus feet. That's the conclusion, that's the journey. He wants to bring everybody back. That's going back with that knowledge, that special knowledge of Krishna consciousness, and giving it to others. Nearly every sentence in this purport is important. This is the decision of the Vaishnava, the pure devotee of the Lord. For himself, he has no problems, even if he has to stay in this material world, because his only business is to remain in Krishna consciousness.
The Krishna conscious person can go even to hell and still be happy. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said, O best of the great personalities, I am not at all afraid of material existence. The pure devotee is never unhappy in any condition of life. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 6:17:28, where the verse is Narayana Parasave Nakitaschana Vipiti. The devotees can go anywhere, to the hellish planets, to the heavenly planets, wherever they are, they do Krishna's service. For a devotee to be situated in the heavenly planets or being in the hellish planets are equal. And then I want to jump over to Prabhupada's purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement. So the devotee has no such interest in going to meditate in the Himalayas or the forest. Rather, his interest is in the busiest part of the world, where he teaches people Krishna consciousness. Devotees want to go to Shanghai and Beijing and Delhi and Mumbai. How many temples in Delhi? 16 temples in Delhi, 18 temples in Delhi, and more coming. Every day they add another temple to the city. Rohini, Dwarka, you mentioned that they've got a temple there. They're building temples everywhere, and big temples, not preaching centers, I'm talking. Noida, talking big temples, what they call educational cultural centers. So they're in busy cities where we can meet maximum amount of people in these cities. And I'm looking at Devaki Mataji, who preaches a lot in Bangladesh, and sometimes not in big cities, but in huge towns or villages that can attract thousands of people. Right? Thousands and thousands of people come for these festivals, and they walk for miles, and they stay overnight, and the next night too, because there's no transport back home. They're walking on foot to come to these festivals in glorification of the Lord. So devotees are interested in these busy. One devotee, in the Prabhupada recollections, he said to Prabhupada he wanted to be a brahmachari. And he was struggling a little with his ashram. And he said, Prabhupada, I think I'll go to Rishikesh. I think I'll go to Himalaya and do my bhajan there, chant Hare Krishna. And he said, Prabhupada turned around to him with tears in his eyes. And he said, please don't do that. Don't go to Rishikesh. You want to go to the cities, preach Krishna consciousness. That will be the best thing you can do for your ashram and your bhajan. The Krishna consciousness movement was started for this purpose, for preaching. We do not teach one to meditate in a secluded place just so that one may show that he has become very much advanced and may be proud of his so-called transcendental meditation, although he engages in all sorts of foolish materialistic activity. A Vaishnava like Prahlad Maharaj is not interested in such a bluff of spiritual advancements. Rather, he is interested in enlightening people in Krishna consciousness because that is the only way for them to become happy. Prahlad Maharaj says clearly, Nanyam Fadashya Sharanam Brahmato Npashye. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. One wanders within the universe life after life, but by the grace of a devotee, a servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can get the clue to Krishna consciousness. And then, not only become happy in this world, but also return home back to Godhead. One can get the clue to Krishna consciousness. That's the mentor. I mean, crossing the threshold, experiencing the trials and tribulations, and going back home back to Godhead. We all have a hero's journey to engage in. And what an adventure Krishna consciousness is. What an adventure it's been for us all, and what adventures we still have in store. That is the real target in life. The members of the Krishna consciousness movement are not at all interested in so-called meditation in Himalayas or the forest, where one will make only a show of meditation. Nor are they interested in opening many schools for yoga and meditation in the cities. Rather, every member of the Krishna consciousness movement is interested in going door to door to try to convince people about the teachings of Bhagavad Gita as it is, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. That is the purpose of the Hare Krishna movement. The members of the Krishna consciousness movement must be fully convinced that without Krishna, one cannot be happy. Thus, the Krishna conscious person avoids all kinds of pseudo-spiritualists, transcendentalists, meditators, monists, philosophers, and philanthropists. Should have probably keep going there with a few more. But that's where he finishes his amazing program. So I would like to finish there with a meditation that, or to summarize Prahlad's hero's journey, that with the understanding that the journey begins and ends with mercy. It begins and ends with the mercy of the mentor, the spiritual master. We have some vague understanding, some vague direction, some vague implication that we don't really exist here in the material world. This is not a place for happiness. It's not the sukhalaya. It's a dukkha. So then we get the mercy of the devotee. In some form or other, we get the mercy through a book or through the association or through prasadam. And we have to make that mercy available to others. Because everyone in this room, every child, every adult, every man, every woman, every senior citizen in this room has the capacity to be a mentor to somebody who hasn't got any Krishna consciousness or who's got a little bit of Krishna consciousness, and to bring them up further in their journey, in their own personal journey in Krishna consciousness, so that they can become happy and peaceful. And ultimately to receive that the hand of the Lord on our head, Shirasi Padma Kala Prasada. That is what the devotees are looking for. We want to get that blessing of the Lord on the head. And that blessing of the Lord on the head comes from service, selfless service. The more we serve Krishna, the more we serve the Vaishnavas, the more we become convinced about the purpose of our life, then the more likely we are to attract that blessing of the Lord, to get Krishna's personal touch on our head. One time, when Madhavisa Swami Prabhu, he finished a big Rath Yatra festival, massive Rath Yatra festival, I think it was here in Melbourne, and he didn't say in the Prabhupada recollections, I was going to check in the Corman's book, but I'm pretty sure it was here in Melbourne, the big Rath Yatra that finished up at the Fitzroy Gardens in the exhibition buildings. And they had a massive, you remember that, Matthew, that Rath Yatra in Melbourne? You weren't here? Sorry?
I was in
Europe. You're in Europe, that's right. Sorry. So there was a big Rath Yatra here, and Madhavisa went at the Prabhupada afterwards, and he was kneeling on his... He went to kneel down to the Prabhupada. Prabhupada was in the car. Prabhupada was getting in the car going back from the program. And he said, Prabhupada, was everything okay? And Prabhupada put his hand on his head. And he said, Madhavisa, it was first class. So that is a blessing that we want to get from Srila Prabhupada, from the devotees. And yes, Mike. But there's people on that are watching. Mike, Surabhi Mataji is going to add something to this one.
Later on, Madhavisa had some difficulty, and he actually went incognito a little bit. And the devotees criticized him a lot for what he'd done. And Prabhupada said, no, don't do this, or you will spoil any attempt for him to come back. And then when Prabhupada was leaving this world, he had many male disciples, And he said, "Where is my son? Where is my son?" And the devotees were looking around the room, wondering which son he wanted. And he said, "Where is my son, Madhavisa?"
Yeah.
So he did so much, and Prabhupada really appreciated him. Yeah.
I have to add something more to that.
Thank you so much for that, Sri Mataji. And I remember Madhavisa Prabhu, who did so much here in the Australian Yatra, and he is responsible for for everything, not everything, but for so much that we have here today, particularly in this temple, the opening of this temple in 1975, and the purchasing of this temple, etc., etc. But when Prabhupada was leaving his body, he had asked for devotees before that, before he came back into Vrindavan, to bring Madhavisa back to Vrindavan. He was living in Hawaii. And so the devotees went to Hawaii. Because they got a message in Hawaii that Prabhupada wants to meet you and get married. And he was waiting. He said, "Oh, I can come to Vrindavan after my first child is born." And so he ended up coming to Vrindavan with Sri Krishna Prabhu. And when he came to Vrindavan, he got to Delhi and he said his hair was a bit long. And so he went to a barber on the train station and had his hair shaved and left the long sikkim. And they went out to Vrindavan and they went straight to Prabhupada's rooms in Vrindavan. And they said to Prabhupada, they announced, "Prabhupada, Madhavisa Prabhu has arrived." And Prabhupada was very sick. And he sat up on his bed. And he hadn't sat up for many days. And he saw Madhavisa and he had a big smile on his face. And he said, "Oh, Madhavisa has kept such a nice seeker." And Prabhupada, knowing full well that Madhavisa had long hair, and this was a long hair seeker. And then he said, "Madhavisa, why did you stay away so long?" He said, "Oh, Prabhupada, I had a child." And he said, "Where is your wife? You didn't bring your wife." And he said, "No, Prabhupada, we just had a first child." And he said, "Prabhupada, I named my child Abhaycharan. Is that okay?" And Prabhupada said, "That's very nice." So Prabhupada blessed Madhavisa so many times. And the famous one is at the end of the Prima Dwani, in the exhibition buildings, when Prabhupada said, he went through the Prima Dwani, "Ki Jai, Ki Jai," and then he said, "Madhavisa Maharaj Ki Jai." So we didn't read the pastime with all the Shingadev appearing from the pillar. Tonight you have to go to the theatre for that. The theatre at 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock, and you'll hear the amazing description pastime. All the Shingadev will appear, and I heard he's appearing in person tonight. He'll appear. Balaram Maharaj is appearing, and I'm sure Hirani Kashipu will be somewhere around. Probably on the lap of Lord Shingadev. So you don't have to look far. Be there tonight. And there will be a class here tonight, of course, in the temple, and I'm pretty sure the devotee giving the class tonight will be reading from that section of the Bhagavatam, where Lord Shingadev bursts out of the pillar, which is a favorite path, and a beautiful description in the Sanskrit about the 7th Canto in the Bhagavatam. Any reflections, comments? Any sharing for Lord Mishinadev's pleasure? Yes?
Mike, you can take the mic.
Good
Prabhuji, you mentioned that in one kalpa, Lord Jagannath is Lord Narasimhadev, and vice versa. How can you please explain more on that? How that works?
That's a little technical question, but every kalpa has an avatar. This kalpa that we're in is a Krishna avatar kalpa, and there is Nishinya avatar kalpa. So I guess that, I shouldn't guess, I mean, but there is in the, I believe it's in the Yagu Bhagavatam Rita, I'm not sure because I haven't read it all, but that's the quote that I heard from Gorgavinda Maharaj, that if you want to research that further, some of his disciples will be able to, Madhavananda Prabhu will definitely be able to tell you. Maybe Gopakul. But it was in a class that he gave about Lord Narasimhadev, and he was making the point that in Jagannath Puri there's a strong connection with Lord Narasimhadev. There's a Narasimhamurti in the temple. The Narasimhadev's presence is there, and the Narasimhadev Gayatri Mantra is chanted 20,000 times for the reinstallation of the deity. And Krishna can take many forms, you know that. He can have multiple manifestations, and so his devotees can have multiple manifestations. And what I remember now, what Maharaj said was that it's inconceivable to understand these truths. They're inconceivable to understand how Krishna's devotees can manifest and can enter into different devotees, shaktis. Said that he was talking about Kamsa, and that Kamsa is the Upaya avatar. He's an avatar of fear. Kamsa. And he's saying how, you know, we have in different avatars, they manifest different potencies. But Lord Narasimhadev, Lord Ramchandra, and Lord Krishna are the full Purna Sadguna avatars. Therefore, Krishna has the most, of course. He has his sweetness and his beauty and his flute playing and his lila. So I can't give much detail on that, where that comes from. Anything else? Yeah, bro.
What about pastimes in the early days? There we're doing Friday, Saturday night Sangatan, Harinam in King's Cross. We're going back 1976. Anyway, it was a pretty hairy situation in which the devotees were doing it. It was dark. It must have been winter night or something, but it was dark, and the devotees had gone down King's Cross, the Harinam party. And those days was pretty airy. I mean, even the prostitutes at the top there, they were throwing their buckets onto us, you know. So it was kind of like, you know, pretty rough. Anyway, we're down at the end of King's Cross there, and then we got surrounded by some pretty heavy guys. They were bikies. And they surrounded the whole party. And we were wondering what to do, you know. We actually couldn't do anything. We were surrounded by these guys, and they were out to actually get us. And then we chanted the Narasimhadev prayers. And somehow or other, it just melted. This crowd of thugs just melted away, and the party was able to just slice through them like and continue on chanting. But if we hadn't... we hadn't chanted the Narasimhadev prayers, then I don't think there would have been a bloodbath. These guys were out to get us. They wanted a Saturday night entertainment with the Hare Krishnas. They were waikis, you know, they were pretty ferocious guys. And it was dark, and it was King's Cross. So right out of our element. But we took shelter in the Narasimhadev, and he just empowered them from within their hearts to just to step back and let us through.
Thank you,
Brother.
Hari Bol. Srimade Bhagavan Ki.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada told the devotee, he taught the Nisimadei prayers, told them that they should chant the Nisimadei prayers first, I think in San Francisco or the Yatra. And there was riots in those days in the 60s, late 60s. There were a lot of riots, and between blacks and the whites, there was a lot of tension. And Prabhupada was there one time in San Francisco and at Rati Yatra, and he was waiting to go there, and the devotee said, "You can't come, Prabhupada, it's too dangerous. There's big riots happening in the streets, and it could become very violent." And then Prabhupada told them that they should be chanting the Srimadei prayers then. To chant before the procession, the Srimadei prayers, and chant after the procession. And they did. They chanted the Srimadei prayers, and Lord Jagannath took off on the procession. And of course, the devotees chanted the Srimadei prayers for Prabhupada's protection when he was sick. Yes? Did you have your hand up? Sorry. Anyone else? Okay, what's the mantra to get into the hall tonight? Namaste Buddha Simhaya.
Namaste Buddha Simhaya.
This is especially for the kids. Adults not allowed in anywhere. Maybe if you chant the Shuka Vatra or something, you might get in. Namaste Buddha Simhaya.
Namaste Buddha Simhaya.
Sadhu Loka Vayapaha.
Sadhu Loka Vayapaha.
Some of them are writing it down on their hand. Even she's got a pencil and she's trying to write in the hand, engraving it in the hand with the pencil. Nice one. Namaste Buddha Simhaya.
Namaste Buddha Simhaya.
Sadhu Loka Vayapaha.
Sadhu Loka Vayapaha.
Srina Shingade Bhagavan Ki. And I saw some of the parents recording it so that they can give it to their kids and their friends. It's in the prayers of Akuru in the Bible time, if you want to look it up during the day. Vamanaya namastubhyam. Vamanaya namastubhyam kanta tribhuvanaya cha. We chant that every day, that's why I know it. Because it's a prayer to Nrisimhadev and to Lord Vamanadev. Shri Nrisimhadeva Bhagavan ki. Allah Maharaj ki.
Jai
Prabhupada ki.
Jai
Gopinandan ki.